Blog Talk Radio.
In the building, live and direct, man. Sleep Dilla, we back, and we live on stage, man. It's 2017, and man, we only got about 20 minutes, so what I'm doing now is just a little quick test run. We'll play some music real quick, and we're going to get right back at it, okay? Let's go.
Thank you.
back live and direct. Oh, man. The Dennis Live Show, 2017. Man, I just want to just apologize to everybody, man. What we're doing is pretty much a test run. We don't have that much time. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to bring in my family. I'm sure he got his family on the family, and the line is on the line. Let me see if I can go ahead and click it in real quick. Let's see here.
Sleepy.
Brother Joe, are you in the building?
Yeah, man. I could barely, at first I was barely hearing you. What's going on, guys? Good.
What's up, man?
Going on, Dennis, man. Thank you for inviting me to the show this morning, this afternoon.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. We got about 15 minutes, man. I'm just going to bring everybody in, man. Hold on. Brother LB, you in the building?
Yes, sir.
What's going on,
What's
LB?
Going on?
God be good with you.
All right,
What's
man.
Going on?
Basically, not much, man. I just want to just get right into it, man. We got about 17 minutes, man. 17 minutes and 32, 31, 30, and go. Seconds.
I guess we have to be the three Gensu knives. We can just come as sharp as we can in these little bit of time we got.
Man.
Yes, sir.
So what we'll do is this then. Basically, man, I just want to just each one of you brothers, I just want to just send off a little recap, you know what I'm saying, what you can remember back in 2016 that was very significant to you going to 2017. So who want to take the mic?
I could be real quick with it. I was just disturbed by how we ended the year 2016 as a black community. You know what I mean? Like, just the state that we are in right now, you know, like, just still needing that voice, you know what I'm saying? Like, that real leadership, you know, because, you know, Obama's not in the office no more, you know, so I think that we could have ended the year on a note that of awareness for where we headed to, you know, in the future, because, you know, that black face is gone as far as being Obama. You know, I'm not saying that he was really for the people, I don't know. But at the same time, that leadership is still absent in the black community. And that's what I was hoping. You know, we could have ended the year on a higher note.
Okay, cool.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more as far as the leadership. But I think what we did as a community is we relied on one man too much. And at the end of the day, you cannot rely on just one person. You have to rely on many different people in order for that function to work.
Okay, Mo, I'd like to invite, I'd like to invite Mo, we live on Blog Talk, and he's a very conscious brother. I was trying to pre-screen him before he comes, but he doesn't need a muzzle. The brother sharp, man. We just, you know, the world is listening to you, Mo. I got my brother Dennis and my brother LB on the phone. We all live on the internet right now, Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Mo?
What
are
you talking about? What's going on, brother?
We talking about how we closed out the year 2016 and where we going to 2017. I was just saying about the voice, you know, the leadership and the voice for black people. The LB was behind me, just commenting on that.
Okay. So where we going, Joey?
LB got the mic.
Okay.
No, what I was saying was I couldn't agree. Hold on for a second. Go ahead and keep going, gentlemen. Keep going.
Okay. So, Mo, what you think? How you think the black community is right now? Like, the state that we're in right now, we don't have a voice for real. And then, you know, like, we live in Rockford, Illinois. They're in Chicago. And they saying that Rockford is like a small Chicago. You have anything to say about that, Mo?
Yeah, we need multiple voices. We need more than one voice.
Hello?
Right.
Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I see what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense, man, because, you know, they said, like, with Rockford, and they said how Chicago, the whole combined thing is just going on. But since Rockford is a little bit smaller than Chicago, don't you think the rate would be just a little bit more to, you know, say, well, no, it's more accessible than it is as far as with Chicago, because Chicago got a whole bunch of size to it. With y'all like the Quad City, right? You know what I'm saying? Rockford and Peoria and all that kind of surrounding, right?
No, we're more northern.
We're farther north, like
Quad
Iowa, right?
Island. No, that's Quad City. We're not like Island. We rock. Rock is more like on the border of Wisconsin. Quad City is Rock Island, Moline, and something else. Davenport or something like that.
Okay.
We're close to Wisconsin.
Okay, I got that. I got it mixed up then. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, well, basically, that's all the reflect of it is, man, just the crime rate of how it's just going in. And a lot of people think that it's just really, it's like it's kind of pre-planned. You know how the media, which we were talking about there, how the fake media be putting up saying that, man, all these crime rates, they're killing over here, and they're killing over here. Then you look up, somebody killing over here, they're killing over there. So do you think they, like, really, it's really like that many, the statistics of 200 people getting killed in one day? Or do you think that most of that stuff is probably just a hype just to keep the media going?
I believe it's a hype to keep the media going. I feel like if more people getting killed than still be getting killed, but I think 200 a day, or like some numbers probably are exaggerated.
Okay.
I agree with you,
okay,
too. I think
cool.
Those numbers are probably exaggerated. It could be propaganda.
Okay, cool. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this music off. I'm going to turn it down a little bit lower than that because I can hear you guys. The belly here.
How many people listen?
Okay.
Can you tell how many people listen?
Well, actually, just us right now. As far as the internet, right now we got about 130 people just off the internet.
That's
nice. Yeah.
Nice.
And
that's
I just
nice.
All
I
did
say,
was just,
what's up to those viewers and those listeners, rather.
Yeah, it's just us on the call in, LB's background.
Right.
Basically, man, this is just really what it is today, man. It's just pretty much a test run of what happened then in 2006 going into 2017. We just didn't have enough time. See, we got about, 11 minutes now? So basically, we might as well just jump right into right now. How y'all feel about right
man,
now?
Right,
what's going on?
Right now, I think we're in a state of emergency, sir. I think we're in a state of emergency because not only, I'm not going to keep saying Donald Trump's name. Because I'm just going to say Donald Trump is who he, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. But, you know, as a black community, we should be aware of his moves, but we should have a counter. You know what I'm saying? We should be doing something of our own to get ahead.
Right. I feel you too, man. But, I mean, but this man here, man, when you mention Donald Trump, dog, they basically saying that this man already caused chaos within the first week of him being in office. And to me, it seems like I don't even think he really want to be the president because of the stuff that he's doing. You know, he just signing off on everything. He just stopped the world by saying everybody with the deportation thing that was going on. I think he had like 7 countries, the Muslims, you know what I'm saying, all included, Syria, all these people are being, you know, saying they can't come in for what is it? Is it 90 days or something like that? Is it deportation on that? Yeah, so it's like when you look at that, it's like, okay, well, what point are you trying to prove? And I know when we was on the phone with your pastor that day, today earlier, he was saying like, man, if he could deport us and send us back to Africa, he would do it.
He would. Amen. That's deep. That's deep. I think he would though, because you got to see.
But I think that's the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mo.
No, I think that's just an overlay for. I mean, I think he's doing this. He's doing our radical things just to get people talking and people pay his something that's not really, because that only 90 days is no deportation is not a big deal, I think. But the news and the media is going to be all on that, and above what else he got going on, it's going to take our attention off of that. And the stuff I just feel like us is like, you know, like us four, anybody else, we need to start to be like being more voices, even though it's going to be hard. Because we need a lot of different voices to take care of us. We can't worry about what Trump's doing right now, because like you said, Joe, we gotta get our agenda together, our plan together, so if he do something, we can come together. Because you see how they deport them, they all come together, all the Muslims come together.
Yes, they
did. Let us say are we gonna all the black people in Chicago gonna have martial law? Are we gonna support the brothers in Chicago? Probably not, because we don't come together like that. So we need to get us, like you said, Joey and LB. We need to get ourselves together, like you said, like doing something like this. Get our voices out there, get opinions out there, get things rolling. So when it do come, because that's the biggest thing. Like when they did that, I feel like that's the overlay. He just did some radical stuff to get everybody talking, the news talking, everybody talking. Yeah, I'm talking about him in his first week of being a president. And but all the Muslims came together and was like, oh, we're not going for this. But I feel like he got another hidden agenda going on, and that's just to keep us off the media, everybody off what he's trying to really do career. That's what I think.
That's deep, Mo. That's deep. I agree with you.
I like that. You got these brothers together, man. That's what we need right here. This is what we need to talk about it and then to capitalize, make a plan.
Capitalizing capitalism. You know, Brother LB has sent some stuff in with about capitalism. I don't know if he's still online, but he said something in about capitalism where we have to start trying to own our stuff and then come in with it and go from there. He's still in.
I want everybody to really understand this. The thing of it is this, and I want y'all to look at this. Muslims are protesting at the airports and whatnot, and, you know, everybody's up an uprising of protests. But when it's something black going on, the Muslims are not protesting with us. Let's be clear about
this. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I have no qualms as far as what Trump is doing with these Muslims. I have no qualms with it. If he's doing it, he's doing it. And he didn't try to pull any wool over anybody's eyes. He said he was going to keep these people out. He said that before he got into office, he is doing exactly what he said. He is going to carry out everything that he said. As he's saying, I'm going to make America great again, because if that may have been a hidden quote or whatever, he is going to carry that stuff out. He is going to do population control. Understand this. Population control. Does that include blacks? Yes, it does. He hasn't gotten around to us yet, because they're trying to figure out what is it that they can do in order to keep population control going. See, population control with us is already in effect. We are killing ourselves, period.
Yeah.
So, as long as the white man understands, hey, listen, keep the ethnic groups off balance, as long as he can keep us divided, economically, we are divided. Socially, we are divided. So at the end of the day, we still have not grasped the concept of community. Not separate. I do not believe that we need to be integrated, but I do not believe that we need to be totally separate. We need to practice economics, social economics, economic empowerment. And that's the only thing that we have to understand. You cannot run a race without money. If you go and join the Olympics, you need money to get into the Olympics. That means you need sponsorship. Everything is just off of a dollar. And going into 2017, it is a great thing that Trump is in office, because he is going to wake up our culture in order to pull us together. Because why? He will create a common enemy. We had no common enemy before. So as long as you have a common enemy, then you'll know what to fight against. We don't know what to fight against now.
We fight against ourselves, LB.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's what they want us to do. That's one of the things that's creating off balance. If it's not the drug, it's the gangs. If it's not the gangs, it's sexual. If it's not sexual, it's economic. If it's not economic, it's social.
Well, you know what?
I think they poisoned us when we first stepped into a classroom at whatever age we was with the education system. Because the education system was jacked us up from the beginning, because they held out the truth. You know, we don't got to know about no lies about their history, Christopher Columbus and all that. Though it doesn't make sense, and that plays a part of psychological when you grow up, and then you go to church and the first thing you see is a white Jesus. There's all these games that they playing, bro. Psychological.
Well, most definitely is education. You know what I'm saying? My people will perish for lack of knowledge, and this is what we are lacking. We're lacking the simple thing of knowledge. What is it that you're trying to achieve? One thing that is being implemented, and it was always been implemented within us as a culture, is for every race of people, you involve one white person in every organization. So if you ever really notice, even within the black race, there was always a white person that was amongst us. And he act like he infiltrated, and he act like he was down for the cause and everything, but all he was doing was feeding information. So then once he fed the information, then he turned around, he took the slaves, which he still does to this day because we're still slaves in the mind. He took the slaves, and he said, well, if you feed me information about anything or what somebody else is trying to organize and do, then I will give you a gift, which may be economics or so-called an illusion of freedom. He did it to the slaves. So if a slave was trying to run away, another slave went and told. Look at the movie Nat Turner. Who turned Nat Turner in? A former slave.
Mm-hmm.
A former slave. And what did the slave get in return? Well, he may have gotten free, or he may have gotten extra food at the table or whatever.
Yeah, he didn't get free.
Of everybody else.
Yeah, he didn't get free.
This was in our constitutional, bro. You, in order for you, you had to turn in a slave. A lot of times we didn't realize when, you know, us as ignorant blacks, we would always used to say back in the day, oh, I'm part Indian. And did not understand the Indians. They had a treaty with the Indians that if you turn in a slave, you got money for it or you got land. We didn't realize that. The Indians was also turning us in.
Yeah, so, they had to make sure that we didn't know how to read. We got about a minute left. Go ahead, don't listen.
Commit a crime. The powers that be come to you and tell you, well, if you tell us this, 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 and this, we'll give you X, Y, Z time off of your sentence. You still tell them. You're still turning another person in. And this systematic thing of what he was saying is still put in effect. Lack of knowledge. We don't have any education. We are brainwashed in the system. How is it that we can come together and stop being brainwashed?
Stop. That's the next one. That's it right there. Stop right. We got about 20 seconds, and I only want you to go back into it.
I want y'all to understand one thing. When you pick up a battery, every battery has a positive and a negative. We see what it is of Donald Trump. What's the positive?
That's it.